You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taking some time off this week. So Tuesday we got to talk to Scott Terry. Today we're talking to Polo Asensio. I've met Polo a couple of times. Kevin Wheeler knows him very well. I can tell you this, that when I do my little charity things where I auction myself off and I take people down on the field, I take them up to the broadcast booths, it is a giant bonus if you can get them into the Spanish-speaking broadcast booth, because Polo and Benji are tremendous guys. They're always up. They're always having a good time. They're just like happiness came alive. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Polo, you are never, I've never seen you unhappy, my friend. You're always a happy dude.
I am a bundle of joy everywhere I go, Kevin and Dave. If you look up in the calendar, bundle of joy, there is a picture of me in Tijuana, Mexico when I was a little baby. That was me.
That goes for Benji, too, by the way. I mean, really, I don't speak fluently. I understand a little Spanish. I love your guys' calls because it takes me back to my time in Miami, and I really enjoy the energy you guys bring. Same thing with John and Rick. Obviously, I think the Cardinals have one of the best groups of broadcasters, TV and radio, in all of Major League Baseball. You guys have so much fun, and it's just a genuine passion for what you're seeing and for the guys that are down on the field, because I know you guys know those guys pretty well.
You know, I am going to go down the middle here and be completely honest. Like, for real, I'm not even trying to be funny right now or a bundle of joy. But I do agree with you. I think that what we have here in St. Louis as a team, as a broadcast team with John, with Ricky, with Claves, with Chip, with Brad, with who like Sweeney, like anybody who is in there, with Benji, myself, it is up there. It is up there in the league, and I'm not afraid to say this, because I, you know, if you're afraid to say something when you are working on radio, then you are not doing the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like you need to speak your mind. That's why you are who you are. If you are at the top of the food chain or the pyramid or whatever, it's because you speak your mind and you speak your truth. Sometimes that truth is not everybody's truth, but at least I open, and you said, you guys said it, and thank you for those kind words. When you come into the booth, when you see me, and you know, I'm not going to speak about Benji because he's not here, but you got the picture. You know, he is the guy you said he is. But when you see me on the field and you see me smiling and saying hi to people and giving away even a piece of gum or a piece of high chew or something from the dugout, and kids love that little, you know, that interaction of 30 seconds. And also, sometimes people don't know who I am because I don't expect people that know who I am, especially if you don't speak Spanish and you don't listen to the Spanish broadcast. But once I tell them who I am and I give them that little piece of Busch Stadium, yeah, they're happy, man. And what is there not to like about baseball, about Cardinals baseball, about Busch Stadium, about this weather? I know the team, you know, it's playing 500 baseball, but I really don't let that affect me. Like, once the game ends for me, because if not, imagine, you know, sometimes I think about the broadcasters for teams like the Rockies. Obviously, yesterday, they were pretty happy because they took home the series. But I think about them, like, wow, God bless your soul and your heart, because to see that day in, day out for so many years, you really are earning every single penny you are making. And with us here in St. Louis, we've been spoiled, even though this is the 10th season Benji and I do baseball. And the last 2-3 years, you know, it's not been great baseball. But at the same time, it's been a lot better than a lot of other teams have had it for a few years. And yes, I'm talking to you, Pittsburgh Pirates. It's one of those things that you know, we love what we do. We enjoy it. And like Kevin said, and a lot of people have said that to me, like, you know, I don't understand Spanish, but I do listen to your broadcast because of the energy, the passion, you telling jokes that I don't even know what they mean, but Benji starts laughing. And that's what it's about. We are entertainers. We're not, this is not science. We're not doctors. We're not a policeman. We're not engineers. We are entertainers. And if you are in this business and you are not up to entertain people, then you are in the wrong business and you should be doing something else.
So we get through this a lot, Benji. We talk about it every day here, whether it's with Ollie on the Gas House Gang or just the rest of us when we roll through Sports Open Line and Redbird Rush Hour, all those things. I mean, well, obviously, we spend a lot of time talking cards. And as you mentioned, 500 tends to feel weird, right? Because at times you look really good, and at times you lose series to teams like the Rockies, and it's kind of a weird back and forth. But this season was positioned, and we've talked about it since November, as kind of that, I hate the term runway now, but runway, retool, whatever you want to call it. It was kind of an evaluation year for a lot of players. And some evaluations are still out, but some of the returns have been really helpful. And I think maybe the best guy we've learned the most about is probably Ivan Herrera, who we've now seen. There's no question about the bat anymore. We know that guy can be a part of what you're doing.
No, that guy, when you talk to him, even when he's been hurt a lot this season, there's a word he uses, galleta. You know what galleta means, Kevin?
Mm-mm, I don't.
It means cookie. It's like, vamos a dar galleta. Like, he is going to give away cookies. He is just going to go to bat, and he's going to give you some cookies for you to enjoy, meaning he is going to destroy that baseball. He swings with a passion. He swings with conviction, and he has turned into a really good ball player. Heck, now he's an outfielder too. You know, go figure that much. Yeah. It's like, he is a guy that I will follow. I traded for him in my fantasy league. Yeah. It's a free fantasy league. I don't do betting, you know, because it's not allowed. But for people who work in baseball, but it's something I traded for him just because I enjoy him so much. Like, he is a guy that if the marketing team puts something behind him, he can be the guy selling tickets. He can be the guy selling jerseys, and he will be. He will be. Just give him a chance to have a full season of healthy baseball, and he can be the guy who hits 30 home runs easy and gives you 90 to 100 RBIs very easy. Now, how is he going to do it? He needs to stay healthy. He's going to DH. He's going to play the outfield. Is he going to go back to being a catcher? We don't know yet. But like Kevin said, this season was the runway season. Let's give a chance to the kids to play. And at times, those kids made us dream, made us think, this is happening. This could happen. But the funny thing about baseball is, when we were hot, also were the Cubs,
yeah.
Also were the Brewers.
Yeah.
Then now that we're cold, the Cubs are cold, we are cold, the Brewers, you know, the Brewers, they don't even know. As they say, the power of friendship is helping them win. So hopefully our guys today during their off day, they're having a kumbaya somewhere, you know, having a bonfire and telling stories and eating s'mores. Because if that's all it takes to have a winning baseball, let's all be friends and you know, like, hug each other a lot.
You know, Polo, you're talking about Herrera and the ferocity of his swing. You know who my favorite swing on the club is and my favorite
Yo, El Pozo.
Pozo. I love that guy.
I should have said, who is Yoel Pozo for 200?
Yeah, before the year, nobody would have known.
No.
I mean, he's a guy that has a great track record as a hitter in the minors, but just kind of was just out there floating around, and the Cardinals made a really wise move in picking him up, and I know we've seen a little bit more of him lately. I hope that continues, man. He's just fun.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is one of those guys. And I remember the day, and I will never forget the day I met Yoel Pozo. It was in spring training. The guy showed up. He had no idea where he was. He was just signed out of, like, a free agency. I believe the Braves signed him for a day, and then they let him go, and he was a free agent. One thing that people don't know, or maybe you do, the Cardinals have been on Pozo for years. Like, when he was a young kid in Venezuela, the Cardinals had an eye on him. I know this for a fact. When I met Yoel Pozo, Moises Rodriguez, who is part of the scouting team for the Cardinals, was with me, and we were talking, and he told him, hey, we've been looking at you for years. Then you go to Texas, then you go to Oakland, then Oakland lets you go, then you go to Atlanta, now you are here. But when he showed up for spring training, and you guys, I think you guys have been to spring training, and if not, well, there's like 10 or 12 catchers in the big league camp you have 20 pitchers, and every single pitcher needs to do something, so you need a lot of catchers. So he was one of those guys. He was one of the guys that they invited to basically be a bullpen guy during spring training. Next thing you know, he gets into games. Next thing you know, he's hitting. And then he sticks with the team. He goes to AAA. He does what he does. Ivan Herrera, going back to Ivan, he gets hurt. And who gets the chance? Not Jimmy Crooks, not Leonardo Bernal, but Yoel Pozo. And he has taken advantage of that chance. Not only with the way he catches, the way he throws, the way he swings, the way he hits, and his attitude. His attitude of always trying to learn, always chasing people, always talking to people. And last weekend, when Yadier Molina came back to St. Louis for a couple of days, Yoel Pozo was basically his shadow.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wherever Yadier went, Yoel Pozo went. And he, I can tell you, he enjoys his time. He enjoyed talking to Yadier. And that's a guy that I want to see here. Hopefully next season, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next season, but hopefully if there's a chance for him to stick around, I really want to see him stick around. If it's to start or if it's to back up somebody, I really want Yoel Pozo on my team.
Excellent. Polo, it's always great to talk to you. Always fun, always entertaining. We thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. See you at the stadium. Don't forget, La Tremenda 880 this weekend. The Yankees are coming to town.
Good times.
I couldn't face you.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.